time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, welcome in everybody to another Saturday here on Devil Radio for Let's Get Local. Time to talk local businesses, local economy, the impact of local. And we got some great guests, of course, lined up for you again as we talk to our Dane Buy Local members, businesses, community members all around the area that help support and make this place a very special place to be. And I'm really excited to get into that show. Again, we have to thank our sponsors for supporting this program. Madison Water Utility. Again, they have that $100 toilet rebate program going, available to all Madison Water Utility customers. They also have rebates available if you own a commercial property or you want to save some water and see some savings and help conserve water at your commercial property. There are opportunities for you there too. And the one and only Sue Peck of Evolution Financial, the fantastic Sue as well. Check her out at evolutionfinplan.com. All right, we have some great guests today. We started off with a retake from last week. Takeo McNish. Takeo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you for invitation.
So glad to hear you this week. I don't know what happened last week, but we're really glad to talk to you and talk about your business. And you have some really important information to share with people, too, that can bring health to their lives and make them feel better. So let's first cover the business that you have and some of the services you provide down there in Stoughton.
Yes, yeah, so I'm an owner of Tyco Aesthetics. I provide service such as massage, facial, and coaching, health coach. That's my new one.
That's great. And it all goes together so well when you look at those type of services, right? Because our health, there's so many things dependent on making us healthy and being as healthy as we can be. And I know that's very much what you focus on there, even though you're looking at total health. How important is that for us as individuals to look at the total picture when we're talking about our health?
So I learned that one of three adults in the United States are pre-diabetic. Hmm. And some doesn't know that they are. So it's important for us to keep fat away from around the stomach. That one of these factors is having a fat around the stomach. So I'd like to talk about how to digest food better today.
Please tell us more about that. I think digesting food better, there's so many different things that have happened with our food supply, the types of food we eat, how it's processed. So our bodies have had to deal with a lot of different things that maybe years ago they haven't. Give us some advice about how we can digest food better and feel better with that food we're taking in.
Sure. If we could, having organic food is better, less chemicals. So first step is to increase oxygen in your body. Why is the oxygen? Because having oxygen can burn your calorie and fat. So I'd like you to increase your daily activity, increase getting more oxygen into your body. You can be creative on this. You can take a deep breath throughout the day or maybe add some exercise. Also, in small intestine, there's a finger-like projection. And when there's plenty oxygen around it, food that you ate, nutrients can absorb better. So having oxygen is important. That was tip number one. And tip number two is slow down before eat and during eat and after eat.
That's a tough one. I mean, we tend to have such busy lives. And I think so many people, when they get to meals, they're just trying to get through the meal, get the food in so we can move on to that next thing. How important, what does that do to our system when we're ingesting food so quickly? What does that actually do to us?
So I noticed that there's a delay in communication between digestive system and brain. So more you eat slow, you feel content. You feel like you ate some food. So you might want to find out how long takes you to finish a meal, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. And you probably start eating less. You can maybe pray before eat. Some people pray and calm down, or put the fork down between eat, or have a drink of water. And tip number three, if you're having a difficulty reflecting what was meal like last time, then increase awareness can help. One way to do is write down some journals, what you ate, what time, and what thoughts you had when you're eating. How about stress levels? Because when we have stress, it's hard to digest. All the blood flow goes into legs and arm when stress state. So it's important to calm down when you're eating and enjoy more.
Those are all great tips, Tycho, because I think it's really interesting how our systems are all connected to the fuel we put in our body. That also affects how we feel later on. And then I know there's also things related to that too, based on the types of food you eat, how much you eat, that you're going to feel like, oh, your body's going to trigger you again, or your brain says, I need more food again. So some of these strategies can help us actually avoid some of those additional cravings or additional times we bring more food into our body that we don't need, right?
Yes. Cravings. Yes. That's a big...
How do we curb those? I need to know. I need to know. Tell more people.
Cravings. Yes. This is usually connect with other area of your life. Needs is not met. So you want to nourish around the area. Maybe you're not happy with relationship or job, something else. The whatever causing you stress make you eat more.
Now, I know one thing you wanted to talk about too. So we're talking with Tycho Aesthetics, and you can find out more information on the web at taeko.skincaretherapy.net. And when you go there to that website that you have, there's so many different resources and information. I know you have other services you provide with massage and Reiki and other things that you're just an expert at, but it's really all centered around people's health, right? And
yes.
And so when we're talking about today, discussing food choices, how you eat, ways to increase your metabolism, part of what you're talking about in the way we consume our meals also assists you in your metabolism, right? Some of these practices before, some of the practices after, and slowing down so you're taking in less food. Mm-hmm. How does that help you metabolize food better and more efficiently?
For metabolism, to get the metabolism system going, require oxygen. So that goes into tip number one, increase your oxygen level. Yeah, throughout the day, how you can increase. Pick the activity that you like so you do more often.
Do you have any thoughts on spices? Are there spices that actually, with your food or certain things we can incorporate with some of our meals, that do help give your metabolism a jump start?
For some people, if it's spicy, it can slow down your eating.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It depends on when, how your body develop. I mean, they change. As you change your food, eat like fresh food, body change. And then your favorite food can be changed and evolve. So it depends on when and eat those kind of spice food. Maybe you won't be able to eat later when you become healthier. Too much for your stomach.
Right. It's an interesting balance. We all have to find that balance when we're talking about the food choices we have. But like you said, kind of going more organic with food that we know, maybe that where it's come from, single source food, local food. That's why it's so important. That's why we talk about it on this show and have that initiative too. I want to just touch on, before we have to let you go and move to a break, I want to touch on some of the meditative things we can do and how that can actually help us in our lives. But even in this particular instance, we're getting more oxygen throughout the day. What types of things do you recommend for us to be more meditative, to be more mindful, and take that time to kind of boost our systems and rejuvenate ourselves each day?
So right before you eating, or as soon as you get up in the morning, you can take a deep breath and focus in the air, how the air goes into your body and how it comes out, so that mind can focus in that state. Yeah, stay away from a busy mind. That can be one step.
That's definitely a challenge these days for so many of us trying to slow our minds down a little bit.
Sure.
But take care. We appreciate everything you're doing down there. Again, tell people where you're located before we let you go, so they know if they want to find you physically, they can find your location, and then we'll again let them know about your website.
So I'm right in the downtown Stoughton, and today if someone make an appointment with me, there's an Easter egg. They get to pick one of it, and there's a gift in here. Either it's 30 minutes free coaching, mini facial, or my book.
Fantastic. Wow. All right. Fantastic. Well, stay well. We really appreciate everything you're doing to help make our community a little bit healthier place and better place. Again, you can find out more. The website is taeko.skincaretherapy.net. You can find out so much reaching out there. And again, head down to Stoughton, otherwise Main Street Stoughton. Beautiful weekend. Go check it out and look up Tekia Aesthetics. Take care. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank
on the radio
you very
program.
Much.
All right. We will come to a break here in just a second, but what a wonderful opportunity to learn more about how we can be healthy, right? How can we be more healthy in our lives and where we're all coming from and going and slowing down a little bit. Slow down a little bit, everybody. That's kind of a key. Take care. We'll talk to Colin Murray up next here in just a minute on Let's Get Local. Could not believe my eyes. A precious gift.